Today's August 12th, and 6 days ago, I wrote a short article in which I asked, why has the Commissioner of Police not disclosed to the Jamaican nation what are the results of his probe into what happened at the Four Parts Police Station? I can't understand for the life of me what it takes or what is behind the delay in presenting this information to the people, regardless of what's in the report. It doesn't require any so-called probe. All right, here's the reality. All it takes is to go to the police station, find out who was working. The woman, the woman that was reportedly trimmed, the Rastafarian young lady that was reportedly trimmed by a police officer. We don't know if it happened or not. But what we're saying is how difficult it is to go send someone to the station to gather who was on duty and to see if what the young lady said coincided with who was working. Look, there are other people in the jail cell too who may have seen, and from what I've heard, there are other people who may have seen or heard and what was happening. How could they not? So my question is, Mr. Commissioner, what does it take to say Constable so-and-so, Corporal so-and-so, Sergeant so-and-so did XYZ or did not do XYZ? See, Commissioner, when you do not do that, it creates the impression that you're covering up something. And by the way, Indicom, where are the Indicom investigators that are supposed to conduct investigations into incidents like these? It is up to them also to investigate. And when they come up with a finding, to release those findings. They should present their findings to the commissioner himself for action. And if it's for criminal action, then it ought to be referred to the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution. Jamaican people, this is not rocket science. It's rather simple. Everything doesn't have to take months and months and months. Mr. Commissioner, when you don't give the people what they're expecting, Jamaican people are not stupid, you know. So when you're not giving them what they ask, what they expect, something that's supposed to be so simple, when you don't give it to them, they know that you're hiding something or they figure something. And what do you think happened in the vacuum when you're not presenting them with the facts as you find them? Because the vacuum is going to be filled with something, because this entire universe we live in don't like vacuum. So it's going to be filled with something else. And that something else that's going to be filled with is disinformation. And you know how we good at spreading disinformation in Jamaica. So if, whether the young lady, and I wrote recently where I said, if Miss King was lying, then she should be charged criminally and placed before the court. Not that that going to bring any kind of satisfaction to the police for being slandered, if they were slandered, because the courts, the judges are so left-wing lenient that they're not going to really do shit. But the reality is, at least the police would have done what they should do. Now, if the police did cut this woman's hair for any reason that is outside the parameters of their power, then those findings should be made public and whatever action needs to be taken should be taken. It's not rocket science. All right, I'm done with that. Now, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about. This sovereign autonomy that these maroons up in Akongpoma, wherever they come from, are claiming. This is an issue that needs to be ironed out. The Jamaican government can't have states within states. Okay? This is why we sent the security forces into Tivoli Garden to annex Tivoli Gardens to Jamaica. We don't want Jamaica too small, 4,411 square miles. We don't want a little sovereign state in Jamaica. Pretty soon, it's just little tiny enclaves, and we have enough balkanization in Jamaica since 1962 because of political machinations. All right? We've had all of that. So we have garrison with John Kiang up the road, you know, who want to look at Jamaica. We don't want that. So the question of maroon sovereignty in Jamaica should be settled and must be settled. We can't have maroons claiming that them police can't come in. If the police go illegally, police can't come in to enforce the law. I don't know where or under what the terms of the treaty that the police can't go in to enforce Jamaican law if they're up there breaking the law. All right, that's one issue. The other thing is, the The Maroons don't deserve no autonomy in the first place. The Maroons were effectively Jamaican slave catchers. They used to catch runaway people running away from slavery and returning them to the white slave masters. So I personally want to know on what grounds the Maroons are claiming that they have any claim or any validity to their claim for autonomy. All right, that's something that needs to be ironed out. Jesus Christ, what is the Jamaican government doing? Why can't they do these little things? If freaking countries are under 3 million people, why can't we work out these little issues? What is wrong with working out these simple little issues and establishing by codifying in law, how we as Jamaican or the Jamaican people are supposed to operate? Where there are no laws, this is why we have these kinds of things. All right, and if you're gonna honor the treaty of 17, whatever it was, I don't have that, but I think it was some treaty from the 1700s. If you're gonna honor that and say the Maroons have autonomy of whatever sort, then give them that autonomy, but they have to be able to keep their crime within their autonomous zone, and they should be not be benefiting from anything else from taxpayers funding outside of that autonomous zone. They should have no expectation of any kind of protection or support from the Jamaican state if they are operating as an autonomous entity. I'm done.